91.3 FM it is. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hati ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Yes, indeed, it's a beautiful afternoon. This 43 minutes after 1 in the PM. My name is Muhammad Sheikh and we have a special edition, a special launch this afternoon. And I'm always excited when we have esteemed guests in our audience. And it's very, very rare that we get to meet them, but even more rare that we get the opportunity of being with them live in studio. This particular afternoon, there is a very special launch taking place right here from the studios of Radio Voice of the Cape, and it's a culmination of years of knowledge in the field of Quranic sciences into a manner, into a mode that simplifies the practicality as an objective, the practical component of reciting Quran as an objective. And for that, inshallah, we are extremely honored, extremely proud, extremely privileged to be welcoming with us, inshallah, none other than Qari Ismail Lunt, who needs no introduction to the shows of Radio Voice of the Cape. Qari Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hafiz Muhammad. It's an honor for me to be here today, and I say assalamu alaikum as well to all the listeners of the Voice of the Cape.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And yes, we have other participants with us in studio, Auntie Wahiba and her chaperone this afternoon. But be that as it may, inshallah, I mean, I know Sheikh Ismail sharing with me a little bit of insight here and there with regards to this important project, this important launch that we will be talking about, inshallah. But I don't want to give too much away from the little that I do know, but yes, throughout the program, inshallah, you are welcome. You are free to send in comments, questions, queries via our WhatsApp line on 072-238-0712 is our WhatsApp line, or 47913. And perhaps, inshallah, at a later stage, just after 2:15 p.m., inshallah, we will be opening the lines on 021-442-3530 just to get some comments, some insight, but that will be under careful watch. But nonetheless, Sheikh Ismail Lunt, before I take anything away of what's the momentous occasion for today, inshallah, I'd like to give you that platform.
Allah bless. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this opportunity, for enabling us to see yet again a beautiful month of Ramadan. And it's in His infinite wisdom and decree that He has allowed us to see this project come to fruition in this month, the month of the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
We are reminded more than ever in these days and nights about the significance of the Holy Book in relation to this month. And we are listening to more of the book as well during prayers at night. And we realize more than ever that the book is ours as the Ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sent as guidance for humanity, but it is for each individual. Mm-hmm. It is not for a particular race or group or class of people. It is for each individual who has been blessed with iman and who has been blessed in being part of the Ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As such, the idea of constant growth and constant development where the book is concerned should be at the fore in all our lives. Mm-hmm. For we're living in unique times and strange times where tests are abundant, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that there will surely be an array of tests like the portions of a dark night. Just as we are unable to escape the night time, we will not be able to escape the tests of the time. Mm-hmm. And when companions asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as to what the way out of all these tests were, he gave one answer. He said there would only be one way out of these tests, and that is the book of Allah. Holding on to it will result in our safety and direction and protection from all negativity that there may be out there. So the book stands as a priority in all our lives, and enhancing our relationship with this book is a definite, it's a must, it's a constant. And as such, the book is unique in that it does not only come with a message, but it comes in a unique space as far as how it is presented is concerned. The sounds we offer and produce when reading this book, as guided by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the science of recitation has developed over the centuries of Islam and has found its space amongst the other sciences of Islamic study, and it is broadly known as tajweed.
Yeah.
And there are many books available on the market on this science, and because of that reason, because there are books out there on the market, I was always hesitant to compile one of my own.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, through consultation with certain colleagues like Maulana Salim, Gaby, and others, and based on some experiences over the years where the attempt was always to simplify and to make certain aspects of the science a bit more accessible to learners and to teachers,
mm-hmm.
and to make certain aspects of the science a bit more easily applicable. We have this product available because of this observation, mm-hmm. the need for a simplified work, the need to make it a little bit more accessible for teachers and the general reciter, and the need to make the content of the science more easily applicable. So the book is filled with some unique tips. The mm-hmm. book is filled with some unique summaries, and then the book is also filled for the English speaking reciter. It's filled with some unique comparisons to aspects of pronunciation and sounds that people are familiar with in their own language. So yes, alhamdulillah, we consider the Voice of the Cape as one of the leading organizations as far as dissemination of knowledge is concerned here in our region, and we thought beyond a standing structure to have the launch in, we thought it would be ideal to use this platform mm-hmm. for the launch. So we thank the team at VOC for the opportunity, and we consider this now officially the launch of this work on Tajweed that is named A Practical Guide to Tajweed and its theory.
Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahumma zid. Allahumma zid. Allahumma zid. Okay. Beautiful indeed. There we have it, respected listeners. The launch of A Practical Guide to Tajweed and its theory by Sheikh Qari Ismail Lont, right here in the Western Cape. We will dissect into the book, inshallah, with a few summaries and perhaps just overviews. Not giving too much away because we have exciting times ahead. Well, it's 50 minutes after 1 in the PM. Let's head back to the marketplace. Keep it locked.
The Voice of the Cape. 91.3 FM stereo.
91.3 FM it is. Welcome back. 54 minutes after 1 in the PM. Having a beautiful, interesting discussion with Sheikh Ismail Lont. I always feel very beamed and excited when I speak to people of Quran. You know, it's one of the things that we have very close to our heart. So anything in the field, in the sciences of Quran is, you know, where our hearts are. And when we speak to people like that, subhanAllah, it just makes for exciting and beautiful conversation. But be that as it may, yes, it is the law launch of A Practical Guide to Tajweed and its Theory by Sheikh Ismail Lont. Conducted many workshops before. Lots of people have recited to him. Many have received ijazah and sanad as well from Sheikh. But this is a very very interesting one, you know, converting all of this into the format, into this. Sheikh, before we get into the nitty-gritties of all of this, he said it's been a process for 3 months ongoing, inshallah. But what was the final stroke of motivation? You said consultation with some of your colleagues and contemporaries, but what was the final, you know, was it a dream perhaps, or what was the final thing that came that brought this into fruition?
It's been years of thought and reflection in different spaces,
mm-hmm.
Like you mentioned, like workshops in different areas, and you note some basic needs. There are times in certain circles where we address certain classical texts which have their places, and mm-hmm. They need to be preserved and respected. But you find there are teachers on the ground who have specific needs and basic needs that these classical texts may not address. So when interacting with that type of situation and those types of teachers, you think out of the box, or you try to think out of the box and be as creative as can be to make the information as accessible as possible. So yes. On the one hand, I've written a few works on Quranic etiquette. I've written a few works on how to memorize and on different aspects of Quranic study. And I've avoided addressing tajweed because, like I mentioned, the classical texts are there. And then there are of our contemporary scholars and colleagues who have produced works. My mother would always mention over the years, she's an example of a madrasa teacher that's been teaching since the 80s. She has housewives coming to her and teenagers coming to her. So she would draw from various books for her subjects. And where the tajweed was concerned, I would give her random notes from time to time, loose pages. And she would always say, why don't you compile a book? And I would say, but there are available, and you could draw from them as well, etc. However, you asked what the last straw was. I became content with not doing something in tajweed.
Right.
Up until about 3 months ago, when I was with, I mentioned his name earlier, Mawla Salim Gaby, who we all consider our ustad and one of the authorities currently that we are blessed to be able to interact with. And he has written on tajweed and various aspects of tajweed and qira'at and ulum al-Quran. And we were sitting in a discussion with a colleague of his, Qari Ismail Abdul Aziz. We were up there at his madrasa, Tartil. And out of the blue, Maulana turns to me and says, Ismail, why haven't you written a book on tajweed? So I was surprised. I told him, Maulana, I have not written one on tajweed because you have written one on tajweed. No. And we suffice for that. And he mentioned, no, there may always be something to add, something, a different angle, a different way of addressing or defining things. We have the origins, we have the classicals, but we have to see how to make them conducive for our times and our spaces. And as such, I started thinking about that, and I had material, scattered material from different courses run and from different programs presented that I drew from, and it started from there. That was those were the seeds, and that was the stepping stone, and I think Mawla Salim's comment was the last push.
Right.
And for this work, I informed him that I was going to do this, and that I've done it, and then I had of his two graduates, those who had completed the study of the 10 qira'at by him. I had them also have, both of them had a look, have a look at the work from start to end for their input, and alhamdulillah, they had some good input and compliments to give as far as the work is concerned.
Wonderful.
One was Sheikh Abdullah Peterson, who has been performing Taraweeh for more than 25 years at the Tennyson Road Masjid, respectable gentleman who has completed the 10 Qira'at by Mawla Salim. And the other is Sheikh Alvi Alexander from Strandfontein, who has been interacting with Mawlana for years, and he's been teaching with me at the DU Center as well for some time.
MashaAllah. Well, indeed, definitely it's hearty to know that with all the what I call the barakah of the different heads of qira'ah coming together and different hearts combining, and you know that provided much of your inspiration. But inshallah, we will look forward into tapping into the book itself when we return back from the ad break. It's 59 after 1. Okay, I get the message. We can go on, inshallah. Shukran, Aunty Abida. So, alhamdulillah, you know, it's come. I have this, and let me just describe the front since we are launching it. I have this very beautiful A4-fold book in front of me that doesn't seem very exhausting or very lengthy and very, filled with lots and lots of detail. A very simple type of manual, if you may, titled A Practical Guide to Tajweed and Its Theory, citing the verse of Surah Muzammil Warattil al-Qur'an al-Tartila. And in blue, and it's a little giveaway of just the outset, but, I mean, you obviously would want to have a copy inside. There's no point in telling a person, how beautiful the falooda tastes and what color it is and the texture and everything, but you don't have the taste of it actually. So, yes, that's what we have in front of us, inshallah, and I'm very excited to page through And it's basically filled with useful tips for the English-speaking reciter. So let us delve into that particular statement, Sheikh Ismail. It's a very catchy, it's a very bold statement right at the beginning, filled with useful tips for the English-speaking reciter. Well, what do we mean, or what do we want to bring as a message out of this?
We come to recognize that the Arab tongue and ear and form of expression is different.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain sounds in the Arabic language that we as English speaking reciters are not exposed to.
No.
There are certain letters, certain sounds that are not found in our alphabet, in our language,
mm-hmm.
Whether in English or in Afrikaans or within our other national languages.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to draw the attention of the learner or the reader or the teacher to certain sounds that we make and produce in English that can be comparable to that which is found in Arabic,
mm-hmm.
Making it a bit more, like we say, accessible. So there are times, especially in chapter 2, where we discuss as much as we can regarding the letters of the Arabic alphabet and all that it may be found with and presented in,
mm-hmm.
Where we look at refining these sounds. We draw the attention to similar sounds made in English, and I'm very excited for people to get exposure to that, because it immediately gives them a sense of confidence, because they would think in technical terms as to how letters are defined from their spaces of origin and mm-hmm. their attributes, whereas in a moment, by one statement, they could link it to something that they've been making all their lives,
mm-hmm.
some sounds they've been producing all their lives, and it's as simple as that comparison to something that they are already familiar with.
Subhanallah.
So that's what the tips are. And then when we discuss further, inshallah, at a later stage, in chapter 3, where certain rules are discussed.
Mm. Before we get there, we're heading into the meat of everything, Sheikh. And I know the excitement is there. Please do let us know your comments, your queries, inshallah. We are launching a practical guide to Tajweed and its theory by Sheikh Ismail Lund, filled with useful tips for the English-speaking reciter. Yes, the launch is happening right here at VOC, and you can send in your comments, your queries, your questions. 072-238-0712 is our WhatsApp line. Alternatively, 47913 is our SMS line. Or give us a call at later on, inshallah, at about just after 2:20 p.m. 021-442-3530. Okay. Subhanallah. All right. These messages are coming through, Sheikh, but they're coming through with regards to other elements and not related to the workshop, inshallah. And these are questions related to a selection of adhkar the Sheikh recites, and VOC plays it usually before Jummah, getting a copy and things like that, inshallah. We'll try and tend to it later on in the program when we get time. But for now, we're focusing on the launch of a practical guide to Tajweed and its theory. Okay, and then let's see from here. Okay, the first thing. Assalamu alaikum. Hope you are well. Alhamdulillah, Ramadan Kareem to all. Where can we get the book, Kanala? This comes. Oh, cousin Wahiba, well done for the work you are doing. Stay that cousin. Shukran Sheikh, job well done. May Allah grant Sheikh health, strength to be there for the community from Nabawiya. Shukran for that message, Nabawiya. Filled with lots of emojis of hearts and things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you contentment as well. So, yes, Sheikh, the book, there's some other important, exciting announcements. And I think if possible, let us get to the element of, where is this book going to be expounded on, inshallah, and then we can revert back to the contents of it, if you may.
Okay. Inshallah, we use the opportunity to announce a workshop that will be run after Ramadan, based on the content of this book, inshallah.
Mm-hmm.
After this official launch, we look at rolling out a program of dissemination where we'll try to make the book available at the Islamic shops,
mm-hmm.
and it's available at our center as well, and the details of our center, contact details, we'll announce later, inshallah. So on the one hand, it's available at our center. On the other hand, we'll make it available at the shops, inshallah. And then also a workshop post Ramadan. Should I announce the details of the workshop now, inshallah? Ramadan should end around the 6th or 7th of June.
Yeah.
And then academic schools close around the 15th of June.
Mm-hmm.
This workshop is planned for the week after schools have closed.
Right.
When people are on holiday, especially that first week. It's planned for the 18th, 19th and 20th of June,
mm-hmm.
inshallah, at the Gatesville Civic Center. So it's a 3-day workshop from 9 a.m. until 12. And there's a cost involved, and there's a early bird special
mm-hmm.
for those, for the first 100 registrations. The cost involved is 450 rand.
Mm-hmm.
That includes the book. It includes a notebook, pen, snacks, and it's for the entire program of 3 days.
Mashallah.
And if it is, I mentioned this to my team, that it would be the first time that we are going to have this full course, complete course, from start to end, based on the content of this book. And two things I mentioned to the team is that I would love that we make a concerted effort as far as awareness is concerned by madaris, because I would love teachers of Quran to come and attend, and hifz teachers to come and attend. It is open to the broader public. It is open to students.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, if we can empower teachers, because like inshallah we'll mention soon, there are certain tips as to how to convey the content in an easily manner.
Mm-hmm.
So firstly to absorb, and then also to convey it more easily. So, and
inshallah,
I would love the teachers to benefit from this, inshallah. 450 rand for the entire course, including the material, and the first 100 people who register will get a 100 rand discount. So 350 rand for the first 100 who register for the workshop after Ramadan. They will get the book, they will get a notebook, pen, snacks, and they will have access to the entire program.
Inshallah.
That's from the 18th, 19th, and 20th of June at the Gatesville Civic Center. And if I give the contact
sure.
details now.
Inshallah.
The landline to call to register for the workshop is 021-633-099.
Mm-hmm.
That's 021-633-099. Or you can WhatsApp on 076-650-772.
Wonderful.
That's 076-650-772. You could just text your name, and we'll get back to you and register you for the workshop, inshallah.
Inshallah.
And then there will be some online registration available down the line, but they can those interested can follow us on our Facebook page, the DU Center, DU Center Facebook page, or our Instagram account,
mm-hmm.
Which is at the DU Center.
Wonderful. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so yes, that is in connection with the launch of a practical guide to Tajweed, and it's a theory happening, the workshop happening on the 18th, 19th and 20th of June 2019 between 9 to 12. And think of it this way. I mean, you're spending 100. People like to look at economics, Sheikh.
Yes.
Right? Economics. So we'll break it down for them as well. You're spending 116 rand a day, which equates to approximately 45 rands an hour. To receive expert training and be well versed in understanding how to recite the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Expert training in that. I mean, at 45 bucks an hour, you know, on average you pay 150 rand just for your mathematics tuition, for your science tuition. And I mean, this is an absolute giveaway. If I may punt that in, absolute giveaway. So if you are here listening in, please do take note of this course. We will be mentioning it throughout our program. Until 3 p.m. Until 3 p.m. today, inshallah. So yes, keep your pens, papers ready. We will be providing more details later on. For now, it's 10 minutes after 2 in the p.m. Keep it locked.
رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران
Ramadan and the light of the Quran unlocking the hidden treasures within the voice of the Cape Ramadan 1440
رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان
شهر جود وغفران. Indeed, indeed, the month of Ramadan, the month of excellence and asking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Be that as it may, it's 14 minutes after 2 in the PM. My name is Muhammad Sheikh, our esteemed guest this afternoon. Sheikh, subhanAllah, I think the fast is getting to us. Some of us, Sheikh, we're already thinking about the evening. But be that as it may, Sheikh Ismail Lunt, right here with us, 0214423530, inshallah, at about 20 minutes, or let's from 20 past onwards, we will open the lines. But for now, 0722380712 is our WhatsApp line, or give us a call, 479 or SMS rather 47913. This is the official launch right here on air of the book A Practical Guide to Tajweed and Its Theory by Sheikh Ismail Lund, filled with useful tips for the English speaking reciter. And we will get to who is this particular program aimed at, inshallah. But Sheikh did allude to that it is directed, one of the components, or one of the people is general hifz teachers as well as madrasa teachers of Quran. And the launch of this book is here, but the explanation of the entire book, inshallah, will be taking place at a workshop, Gatesville Civic Center. Diarize this. Gatesville Civic Center, 18th, 19th, and 20th of June 2019, between 9 to 12, right? Between 9 to 12, and you can call 021-633-099. That's the landline, the Dar Bay Center. Alternatively, you can WhatsApp on 076-650-772. The number again, WhatsApp, 076-650-772. In the days to come, inshallah, there will be online registration, but for now, you can message those numbers. An early bird discount of 100 Rand, making the total cost for 3 days, including course material, notebook, pens, snacks, everything, for 350 Rand. And that's for the first 100 registrations, thereafter 450 Rand. So yes, it will be, a workshop aimed at explaining this particular book, and the first book of his kind by Sheikh Ismail Lund, and he explained to us earlier on as to some of the reasons and inspiration. So I hope you got all those details down. We will be repeating it through, inshallah. And yes, some of the WhatsApps that have been coming through, I have answered them. Okay, this is an interesting one. So I have two interesting questions, Sheikh, before we head into the content. Okay. The first one, actually a recommendation, and I'm thinking very, very strongly about this, and we'll get your opinion on this, inshallah. Coming from 5395, Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, may Allah bless you for the hard work. Has Sheikh considered a CD with the book as well? Shukran wassalam. Bit of a spanner in the works there, Sheikh. You know, an audio of the course, perhaps, maybe, inshallah.
Inshallah. Mm-hmm. Last year, I produced an Arabic reading primer.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Arabic reader.
Right.
Taking the reciter from the alphabet to the vowels to all various symbols found, and to the extended long vowels, etc. Two chapters of the Quran. So, a surat, as you would say, mm-hmm. but from with some different angled definitions and explanations. With the Arabic reading primer, we have a CD.
Right.
Because it's filled with exercises and examples. So it makes sense that the book comes with a CD so that the reader gets to hear how the examples and the words, the Arabic words, are to be pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this, even though the Tajweed book is filled with Arabic examples and Arabic terms here and there, a major portion of the book is more the English content.
Mm.
So what you would need, maybe, if we were to look into an audio book,
right,
where the English is read out,
mm-hmm.
and it would then include the examples intermittently or in between, as you would have it.
Right.
We could look into it, inshallah, definitely. But for now, I hope the person who forwarded the query understands.
Mm-hmm.
It was a consideration, but then what would you have on the CD?
Mm-hmm.
You would have a smaller percentage of the Arabic only, whereas the larger percentage of the book is actually the definitions and the tips,
right,
and the explanations of things, which would then result in it being more, if the English were to be recorded, it would be more of an audio book,
mm-hmm.
which we could look into, inshallah. But as far as the workshop is concerned, we can have the entire workshop recorded in an audio format as well as video, and we could have that available in the future as well, inshallah. So the workshop we can have recorded, and the recordings of which we could make available as well, inshallah.
Inshallah. The second question coming through from 1790. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sheikh, my wife, who is a muallima, attended your previous workshop. Do you think it's necessary for her to attend this workshop? Shukran Abdul Wajid. I'm not sure which workshop in particular. Was it the Arabic Primer one? But I think this is the first of its kind in this series, Sheikh. I believe so.
There may be, like you said now, I'm not sure which workshop he is referring to. I had a workshop on the history of Tajweed, and the first chapter addresses that.
Okay.
The history of Tajweed, where does it originate from, and who the role players were. So if she attended that, she'll be familiar with chapter one to a certain extent. If she attended the Arabic Primer workshop we had, then she would be familiar with chapter two, or some of chapter two, because chapter two deals with the letters.
Right.
That's it.
Okay.
From three, in the Arabic Primer, we did not discuss the rules of Tajweed. From three, you look at the Hunan, and four, you look at the various types of Mudud. And five, I'm excited about chapter five, because it has some unique content that you would not find in the other works that we've offered thus far.
Inshallah. So in short, I would say it won't harm to be benefited again. So if I could answer on behalf of Sheikh, with your permission, I would say yes. I mean, give your wife that opportunity of attending to this workshop. I'm sure she'll find it beneficial in the workshops to come. Well, it's 21 after 2 in the PM. Time now to head away for a bit. We'll be back shortly thereafter with the segment. Stay tuned.
رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران
رمضان and the light of the Quran unlocking the hidden treasures within the voice of the Cape رمضان 1440
رمضان يا رمضان
Ya Nafhat al-Rahman, Ramadan, Ya Ramadan. Beautiful sounds in the background there. Yes, welcome back. 27 minutes after 2 in the PM. Reminding all of our listeners, it's a practical guide to Tajweed and his theory, the official launch of this particular book. We are indeed honored, right here at Voice of the Cape, to be part of this launch, inshallah. But this is the tip. This is the culmination of many years of efforts and sacrifices, firstly. And secondly, it's also a springboard, inshallah, filled with useful tips for the English-speaking reciter, a practical guide to Tajweed. And the explanation of this beautiful book, inshallah, will take place on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of June between 9 and 12 p.m., inshallah, at the Gatesville Civic Center. Early bird discount, 350 rands thereafter for the first 100 registrations, and thereafter 450 rands. Course includes a three-day course, including course material, notebook, pens, snacks, and other items, etc. The contact details, importantly for those people who want to register, 0216333099. That's 0216333099. That's landline. WhatsApp on 0766507772. That number again on 0766507772, or follow Dar Ubay Center on Facebook or Instagram. Facebook at the DU Center. That's where you can reach them, inshallah, and get details and message them there for any information that you may want. And yes, definitely looking forward to this build up on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of June 2019. It's in the school holidays, so there's no excuse not to be there. 9186 says, salams to all in studio, and this is also going to lean to my next question for Sheikh, inshallah. That is, I'm an elderly. Can I register for the course as I would like to attend? I'm not a madrasa teacher. Shukran for that. Yes, you can send your SMSs 47913. Alternatively, 0214423530 0722 0722 0712 is how you can reach us via WhatsApp. So, Sheikh, yes, looking at who is this aimed at, and what type of audience are we looking at for this particular workshop, inshallah?
It's Ultimately, as we noted at the start of the interview, our relationship with the Quran is personal. Mm-hmm. All of us as Muslims, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed us all to seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. And the Arabs have a saying that knowledge in childhood is like engraving on stone. Mm. And we agree to a certain extent, but we disagree to a large extent, because if that was the case, then the Prophet ﷺ would not encourage us to learn until the grave.
Allah.
There's always opportunity for more, and there's always opportunity for some growth. And that said, not only is the experience a learning one for the teacher, for the student, but it's also a learning one for the teacher. Mm-hmm. I love when there are elders in the audience, or in the class, or in the workshop, because when we open up for comments or questions, we gain some unique insights from the elders. Mm-hmm. It may result in an addition. It may result in some revision of certain ways in which we present things and explain things to accommodate even more. No. So I would love that the elderly come too. They are our barakah. The Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the barakah is ma'a kabirina, with our elders. So definitely, yes. The idea on why I mentioned it is ideal for the teacher. Mm-hmm. Because of the types of material that current teachers are exposed to. Mm-hmm. It may serve as useful for them to a certain extent only. Mm-hmm. There are certain aspects of the content in books that may be available. No. That the teachers in general, if they do not have access to a teacher themselves, if teachers do not have access to teachers themselves, they may find that content a bit complex and a bit hard to grasp. Right. So how then would they be able to convey to their students? So therefore, the idea behind the book is that to simplify it for the teachers, to ease the teacher's manner of conveying it to his or her students, but also it is for the general reciter and for the lover of Quran on a whole. There's two things that I did not mention earlier when speaking about the workshop. Firstly, we have that fee or cost, mm-hmm, for the workshop, and like you beautifully broke down the cost to make people understand it or see it in a different light. Mm-hmm. Hafiz Muhammad, I appreciate that. However, we do have the understanding and consideration that some people may be interested to attend, but they really could not afford the entire amount. So we are able, inshallah, with Allah's grace, to assist them in this manner. If someone needs some type of support in attendance, we'll be able to accommodate them, inshallah. And then the other thing that I wanted to mention is that this will be the first time that I attempt, inshallah, if Allah so wills, to present all the content in this work, in this, mm-hmm, book. The time allocated is an idea of the time required, mm-hmm, to discuss everything comfortably. However, we do not know realistically what will happen. And, mm-hmm, as such, the initial 3 days have been allocated. With those 3 hours per session per day, there may definitely be a break in between those 3 hours, between the 9 and 12 p.m. Mm-hmm. However, if we do reach a point where we come to the end of the third day and we have not completed all the content, no, then we, inshallah, will make accommodation and make and prepare ourselves to have at least another session or two to complete the work. Absolutely free, mm-hmm, for those who were in attendance from the very beginning.
MashaAllah.
So whoever attended the 3-day course, and based on our pace and based on the requirements of the attendees, we find ourselves, Allah knows best, mm-hmm, we find ourselves at the point where we have a certain amount of content still to complete, then we will inform them as to when the remainder will be completed, and they would not be required to pay any additional fee, or there won't be any additional cost, inshallah.
Inshallah.
But yes, the elders should come, please.
Absolutely, absolutely. They bring the barakah and the nur to the whole equation, and sometimes just their smiles and du'as, you know, it goes a long way for us, inshallah, Sheikh. But be that as it may, let your comments come through. 47913 is our SMS line. Alternatively, 072-238-0712 is our WhatsApp line. The workshop taking place on the 18th, 19th and 20th of June 2019 between 9 to 12 at the Gateshall Civic Center. You may contact 076-650-7772. 2 via WhatsApp on call 021-633-0099. That number again, 021-633-0099. And yes, indeed, during office hours, inshallah, you know, at least between 8 to 4, token of courtesy thereof. And you can also follow them via Instagram or Facebook, which is the in thing these days. Always accessible via social media, inshallah, at the DU Center, the Dar Ubay Center. Okay, inshallah, Sheikh. So we've covered a little bit as to we've officially launched it. Alhamdulillah, we've looked at the aim of this. We've looked at the inspiration behind, you know, what put the nail in the coffin, as they say, in terms of it coming to a culmination, you know, in the last few months, inshallah. Perhaps maybe we can get into the different chapters of the book, or at least have some insight, some overview of them.
Inshallah. The book is divided into 5 chapters. The first gives an overview of the origin of tajweed as a science, and in a very simple manner draws the reader's attention to the fact that the science originates from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and how it was passed on over the first 3 generations, how it was preserved, and then essentially what we have of it today. The origin of the name itself, who was the first to use the name itself. So some good points for the teacher. And we find that children or students, the younger ones especially, may ask these types of questions. You know, what does the name mean? Who named it? And where does it come from? And the question that is not asked in the book, because the answer is obvious, is that should we read with tajweed?
No.
If we understand its origin, then we will not ask that question. If we understand that it was passed on and conveyed by the Messenger himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will understand its importance. So that's addressed in chapter 1.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah.
There's a name that is that comes up in this chapter, and his name comes up in a few of the other chapters as well. And that is the name of a gentleman who lived in the 2nd century Hijri, Al-Imam Hafs. So people have heard of this name, and they see it on some CDs that the Imam of the Haramain, for example, are reciting a particular chapter in the narration of Hafs. So just clarity as to who Hafs was. Firstly, he was a man, yes, and he lived in that period. And I also came across some information regarding the fact that Imam Abu Hanifa was a contemporary of Hafs, and they were students by Imam Asim together. So there was a link there, and that's why the Ottomans, when they sent teachers to the centers to teach fiqh and deen, they also sent teachers to teach Quran, and that's how the narration of Hafs spread over the majority of the Muslim world.
SubhanAllah.
The name Hafs is mentioned, and it comes across in the other chapters because of this beautiful narration. So I do not want to go into the actual content of chapter 1, but that is what it addresses, and it's important to understand, especially for the teacher, so as to know the origin of all the rest that are to be discussed. Chapter 2 addresses the letters of the Arabic alphabet and all that we may find it in. Various symbols on the letters, how to define the sounds of the letters, and the unique sounds of letters that are not found in English or other languages, and how best to offer and present them. Like I said, in between as well, you have the tips, and you have some summaries, and you have some cheat notes as to how to draw you closer to application.
Right.
So there's not too much complex detail or theory. It's as simple as can be with ample examples, and then there are certain unique definitions so as to give you a clear picture of what is required. At the end of the day, the golden rule, one of the golden rules, there are 3 in the book. One of the golden rules is that there should be no doubt in your listener's ear as to what you are saying. There should be no doubt in the listener's ear as to what you are saying. And as such, all the content given is to aid the reciter to be more clear in pronunciation. The final revelation, the Quran, is ultimately sounds that are produced. The written text is a secondary reference.
Right.
The primary reference for the Quran is the reciter and the memorizer. And as such, the reciter and the memorizer have to be as clear as can be. Because they are what is depended on for the message to be passed on from the one to the other. The chapter 2 addresses the nasal pull, which we could use as an apt translation for the word hunna. So where it's found without exception, and where it's found in the mim sakina, where it's found in the nun sakina and tanween, and again there are some lovely insights as to comparisons to sounds we make in English that are naturally found now in these words or in these rules. So you see its application is something that would naturally be applied, and without it we're actually taking away from the Arabic language and taken away from the Arabic expression. There are also some summaries there for those who are averse to many terminologies and titles and names. But that's what chapter 3 addresses. All that you need to know regarding the hunna and where it's found in application. Chapter 4 addresses the long vowel and its extensions.
Right.
So the long vowels are your normal alif after fatha, your waw sakin after dhamma, your ya sakin after kasra. Different types of long vowels. There are about three other types of long vowels found in the Quran. And then your secondary extensions.
Right.
Your madfari. All its various types and examples, and especially for the last type of secondary long vowel, there's some beautiful cheat notes and some beautiful summaries for those who again have an aversion to too many terminologies and titles and names.
Inshallah.
Shall I continue with chapter 5?
Perhaps we'll get to the exciting bit of the entire compilation once we return back from the marketplace. Keep it locked to 91.3 FM.
رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران
رمضان and the light of the Quran unlocking the hidden treasures within the voice of the Cape رمضان 1440
رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران
91.3 FM, it is 44 minutes after the hour of 2 in the PM, having a wonderful discussion with Sheikh Ismail Lant. And just to recap, it is the official launch of A Practical Guide to Tajweed and Its Theory by Sheikh Ismail Lant, filled with useful tips for the English-speaking reciter. And yes, he is sharing lots of insights into this compilation. And, you know, if we browse through the various chapters and things like that, inshallah, I'm also eager to go through it and, you know, to go through the different examples that are provided and the links that Sheikh has mentioned, and like, you know, the emphasis on for English speaking reciter. So common words in English, how I understand it, common words in English that you would associate with, there is a link with that to the different rules of tajweed, you know, mentioned in the book, for example. And I think it's very, it's not just, in my opinion, how I'm understanding this, it's not just another tajweed book on the market. There are many and hundreds, if not thousands, of simplified tajweed made easy, tajweed 101, tajweed read this and to read that. I think in my how I'm understanding it, you know, as somebody who wants to and will want to go through the book, inshallah, is that it's a lot of foresight and thought given to it. So it's not just let's condense the knowledge of tajweed and put it on the platter and let's teach you, but it's also looking at where we can draw common day-to-day examples, where we can try and you know, bring about as much from one particular verse of the Quran and bring all the rules there, instead of taking different parts of the Quran and, you know, getting one example from here, one from there, kind of pretty much like a mixed salad, and then you bring your roof from there. So Sheikh has given lots of thought to it, as you know, we can see into preparing such an item. And for me, what's most amazing on top of all of this, you know, remind us from the Muqaddimun, the people before us, when they would sit and write books in one night, and you think, Subhanallah, where did the barakah and the night come from? And mashallah, just 3 months of, you know, notes and thought and effort has gone to the Sheikh, falillah alhamd. You know, it's an amazing accomplishment from your side. So firstly, congratulations on behalf of Voice of the Cape for this feat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. And secondly, just a reminder about the course of this, the official launch is today of the book, but the workshop that is following this book and explaining it will happen on the 18th, 19th and 20th of June 2019 between 9 to 12 p.m. A 3-day course which is 350 rand for an early bird discount, otherwise 450 rand. That amounts to about 45 rands an hour for a full explanation on the book, as well as course material, notebook, pen, snacks, etc. 45 bucks an hour, subhanallah. I think it's like bargain galore. You know, you're going to shopping, and when you're shopping for ilm and to get it at this this cost, not to say that the ilm is that cheap, no, it's just that we're trying to make it as accessible for every person, those who can afford it, those who cannot afford it. 0216333099 is where you can call in for further information, business hours for Darul Bay Center, alternatively on WhatsApp on 0766507772, or follow the Darul Bay Center on Facebook and Instagram if you'd like to reach out via them. So yes, alhamdulillah, Sheikh, I hope I'm encapsulating as much as we can with regards to the details of the book, and it's always good to have a little bit of an outsider input as what we can expect and what we can see, inshallah. And it's going to be something fantastic, something amazing, and may lots of people benefit thereof. So Sheikh, we discussed, the summaries or the overviews of the first 4 chapters of the Quran in terms of understanding the history of Tajweed related to Imam Hafs, etc., as well as the Quran in terms of the Arabic recital or the Arabic letters component in there. We also talked about the vowels and the long vowels attached to it with different examples thereafter, and also the laws or the ghunan that Sheikh alluded to in terms of the nasal sounds or the pulling, as we say, the very exciting one, the one that doesn't feature very commonly on the day-to-day Tajweed books, Sheikh, and a very important one in terms of the recitation of Hafs, for instance. Perhaps let's tackle chapter 5.
Chapter 5, yes, inshallah. Just before, if you'd allow me to say something.
Sure.
Dedicating the Hunna, or dedicating one chapter to the Hunna and the other to the mud, I felt extremely important to do, because just for the general reciter now, besides clarity as far as the sounds of the letters are concerned, the Quranic recitation stands out with those two things. It stands out with the hunna and mud. You do not find hunna and mud in any other Arabic textual reading.
Right.
So therefore they have their own space. And you mentioned something about the rules in one verse or one space. So I mentioned that to you in between.
Okay, yes.
which is very good. You have your random examples like in normal books, but also what we managed to find along the way is one verse in the Quran. And I mentioned this on air, so when people come to the workshop, they can exercise, because the rules of Nunsa, Kinant and Win, for example, are very familiar.
Right.
I managed to find one verse in the Quran where all 4 rules are to be found. And it's in the book.
Subhanallah.
One other verse in the Quran where all 3 rules of the Mim Sakin are to be found in. One verse. And there's one verse that I found where all the various forms of mud are to be found in.
Subhanallah.
So after exercising it in different spaces and different phrases, having it in one verse is conducive. And I also make a note in the book, if the reader of the book finds other similar verses, please do let me know.
Inshallah.
Chapter 5 addresses certain aspects of recitation that I felt important to note. That's part of recitation, or that reciters and even teachers ask about, that they do not readily find in Tajweed books.
No.
It addresses 2, 4, 6, 7 points that are discussed in full in a very simplified manner. with summaries as well, and point form notes that will empower the reciter and also guide the teacher as to what to do in certain specific situations. No. For example, just to brief, one of the things discussed is the word Anna.
Right.
And so many students ask, why is it that you teach us to pull the alif when it follows a fatha, like in the word la or ma, but the word ana ends with an alif that follows a fatha on the noon, but we do not say ana, we say ana. So this is discussed in this chapter as one of the points noted. This alif has a name, and surprisingly, you find this discussed in books of Arabic grammar and not necessarily in tajweed books. You find it noted by certain scholars of qira'at, but not in your basic tajweed books. But I think it deserves a space and a place in the basic tajweed book, and therefore we added it. And to note as well, it has a name, it has a special rule, because there are circumstances where the alif may be read. Generally it is not read, but there are times when you can read it. And there are six other words besides the word ana that ends with the exact same alif, meaning that is generally ignored, but there are times when you would read it.
SubhanAllah.
That's interesting. And then there are other interesting points that I'm excited for people to be exposed to. There's, for example, a discussion regarding a particular word with a particular letter that you actually, as a reciter, have a choice in voweling. You can either vowel it with a dhamma, or you can vowel it with a fatha.
Right.
And both were passed on from Hafs. So what the prints that we have access to today have done is the Arab print and the Indo-Pak print, the 15 line and the 13 line. The Arab print have chosen to write that particular word on that particular letter with a fatha. And the Indo-Pak print have chosen to write that particular letter in that word with a dhamma. So for the one who's not exposed to the ruling and the reasoning behind it, and the significance of this choice, they might think, and if they come across these two prints, they might think there's an error in one of them, that the one has the letter with a fatha and the other has a dhamma. So this is explained in detail in this chapter and highlighted for the teacher and the common reciter. There are also the space where there's a hint of a vowel, where there's no vowel in the letter, but you have to hint towards its existence. There's places discussing the sakt, the pause, the pause that is compulsory, and the pause that is optional. There is also the tasheel. In the Quran, I said earlier, one of the golden rules is that there should be no doubt in the listener's ear as to what you are saying, meaning clarity is key.
Right.
Except in one space. There's one place in the Quran where the sound of a letter should be distorted. And it is part of the dialect of one of the Arab tribes in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And applying this matter of distortion or softening of the sound of this letter is part of what Hafs has reported from his teachers, linked to the Tabi'un, linked to the Sahaba, linked to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because it is part of the narration, it is not part of a qira'at or a specialist program of recitation, every reciter should know at least this one place where this one letter should be presented in a unique manner. And this is part of the text as well. Alhamdulillah.
SubhanAllah.
All documented in chapter 5.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I think it's those, because the thing is, as a person, as a common person, you will look at those particular verses that will come through. And sometimes, if not maybe Sheikh, and maybe people who are very observant, instead of just listening to how it's recited, they may see in the Arab print or the Indo-Pak print that the letter itself will have, let's say, the original letter, and there might be a smaller letter stuck in between.
Yes.
Or they might have a particular way, and there's like a footnote on the side.
Yes.
You know, on the side. And then you think, okay, there is that, but like, as it is, I'm struggling to read the Arabic of the Quranic text. Now I must read the footnote on the side. You know, so it's a bit of a difficult challenge to come across. But be that as it may, this is the workshop to attend to, inshallah, to try and understand those ways and how it looks in the text. So when you come to that verse, no matter which text you use, this is how you recite it in the narration of Imam Hafs and Asim, rahimahullah ta'ala alayhi. Be that as it may, Sheikh, we have come to the conclusion of our program this afternoon. Firstly, ahanti shukran khairal jaza, jazakallahu khairan, may Allah subhanahu subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for this this culmination of a beautiful book that you have in front of us, and for giving us the opportunity of launching it right here on Voice of the Cape. We are proud to be it, and may this be, whoever learns from this and is listening to us, inshallah, may this be an isalat al-thawab for you, and sadaqat al-jariya for you and your family. Mm-hmm. And inshallah, let us expend that generosity to the whole ummah, inshallah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every harf that comes through from learning this, inshallah, may it be a means, a sabab, a means of thawab and reward for the entire ummah, inshallah, to come. And we look forward, yes, for all our people that will still want to come to the workshop, inshallah. We have given the details again, but just contact the Dar Ubay Center and you'll get the entire breakdown of it. A practical guide to Tajweed and its theory, Sheikh. Looking forward to the workshop, inshallah.
I say thank you to you, sir. Shukran jazeelan. Jazakumullahu khairan to you and the Voice of the Cape for this opportunity. I pray that you also go from strength to strength.
Ameen.
And Ramadan Mubarak to you all.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. The voice of Sheikh Qari Ismail Lund. Unfortunately, we won't pick his brains a little bit, you know, to give us a recital. I mean, I was trying to push that on the agenda item, but subhanAllah, we are indeed out of time this afternoon. But yes, it's a beautiful book, a beautiful explanation, and I love the idea, I love the thought process, I love the foresight that has gone into this book. It's not just an ordinary, it's not just a normal tajweed book. There's a little bit more, there's a twist to it, but a good twist, a positive twist. 57 after 2, shukran to all of you for tuning in. Shukran to Auntie Ambida Dixon Muhammad for being my technical manager this afternoon as well as in the morning. Wherever you are, inshallah, once again, Ramadan Mubarak to you. Hope this month brings lots of barakah and joy, and hopefully the goals that we set here shines throughout the rest of the year for as many Ramadans to come in our lives, in our favors. And once again, ahati shukran, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.